I mean, there are super powers depicted with superheroes for decades, right?
Sure.
You've got leap tall buildings in a single bound. You've got the speed of the Flash. You've got the ability to spread spider webs with your, shoot spider webs out of your arm.
Sure.
Be able to heal, be able to do all that sort of thing. These are great superpowers, right?
Of course.
So someone on social media asked people what completely useless superpowers they'd love to have. And a lot of them were at least a little bit useful, but the best ones were closest to being totally useless. So, like, the ability to be able to cup my hands and make tiny little thunder and lightning storms that only I can see.
What?
Yeah, just cup your hands there.
That is so random.
And be like, pew, pew, and just have little thunderstorms right there in your hands.
Why do you want thunderstorms, tiny thunderstorms at your hands?
To entertain you, obviously.
Oh, okay. Like when you're bored in a meeting.
Yeah, completely useless superpowers.
That's where we're going. Because I was kind of confused. Like, I feel like, by and large, flying, like the ability to fly, is largely useless for anybody else, but kind of fun for you, right? But people are getting creative.
Yeah, so like the ability to tie both shoes to precisely the same degree of tightness.
Oh, wow.
So one is not more tight than the other.
Well, better yet, just being able to like point at it and have it tie itself would be great too.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Completely useless superpowers we're looking at here. Like the power to know exactly where any fly in the room is headed next.
Oh, yes. To help you,
or to be able to
get rid of them or rehome them.
Rehome, or to be able to just point to the fly and direct it out of the house.
Yes, like, no, you go out. This is not your domain. Or, okay, so I would love the ability to magically know where everything I need in the grocery store is.
Oh, see?
That would be great.
See? Completely useless superpower, but it would be beneficial at least somewhat to you.
Yeah, exactly. It'd save me some time.
Right. Where, I might say laser farts, you say something like being able to identify where in the grocery store.
I need, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different.
All right.
Sure.
Completely useless superpowers. Maybe teleportation.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes the same time to go any place that you would go by foot.
See, that's not helpful. I feel like that's not a superpower then.
Or the ability to be able to remember every single dream you've ever had. That might be kind of wild.
Well, it might be disturbing too.
Yeah, a little bit. Here's something I would love to be able to do. And I don't know if this is completely useless or not, but the ability to be able to speak fluently with any animal.
Oh, yeah. It would be really great to kind of know, because again, when the kids are wrestling or wrestling with dad, the dogs are barking all over the place. And I have to think maybe they have conversations with each other, and they're in the laundry room at night. And they're just like, these people are crazy.
Yeah.
You see how they like jump on each other all the time? I don't know what to do when they're doing that. Like
right.
They look like they're happy, but I'm not entirely sure. They're screaming.
Right. And to be able to just say, hey, guys, we're having fun here.
We're
it's all
fun.
Right.
It's
right?
fun. Don't be stressed out.
Be able to communicate
go get a chewy.
With your animals. That would be a useless, maybe useful a little bit superpower. What about we got a message from a listener? How about the power to locate all missing TV remotes?
Oh
yeah,
wow!
Sure, I get
that would be life changing for
that.
Us, and we just have one.
And somehow it winds up missing.
It's little. It's like the little Fire Stick, size remote, and it never fails to get stuck in all the cracks.
That's what she said. All right, thank you. This was kind of a fun little dive down the completely useless wormhole.
Little side street.
Of superpowers.
Yeah.
Like the ability to be completely impervious to lava, which
What?
I don't know when you'd ever need this skill.
That's not necessarily
a danger that I'm going to have to encounter
on a regular basis, but just in case.
But just knowing that you have it, again, that's good.